carol services evoke memories. I remember as a child a packed church for carol service with stewards putting chairs down the aisle at the last moment. I remember getting stuck in the snow travelling to a carol service in a little village on Salisbury Plain. I remember playing carols on my euphonium in a band at a visitor attraction in a cattle shed with real animals, it's true. So much about the carol service or singing carols in public is about people gathering together, enjoying singing or playing. O come Emmanuel. Glad tidings of great joy I bring. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. This year, so different. We are not physically together. Our choir is virtual. And thank you to not only our six singers here in Hind Street, but also those of you who have contributed virtually. There is no warm mince pie to have with friends after this service. How we would love to pull on a scarf and hat and go to church. But in the interests of public health, we are and have been for so long socially distant. Even if we were in church, only our choir of six could sing. Carol services were not designed for social distance. And yet, I guess this one will evoke strange memories in the years to come. This year, we have not been able to see people. Visiting our families or friends has been off limits. The fear of passing on the virus to an elderly relative. Restrictions which have limited our travel around the country. Greeting people has been distant. No handshakes or hugs. Shouting through closed windows to residents of care homes. And sociologists now wonder whether children growing up will be frightened of closer contact with granny. We have discovered this year that what we took for granted, human contact, closeness, is an essential part of our makeup. We have been a people walking in darkness. There is then a certain irony in that the central message of any carol service must be, God has come close to us in the birth of a child. The longing of the prophets was for God to come amongst us and save us. The psalmist in despair cries, why do you forget our affliction and oppression? Rise up, come to our help. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. Come and be with us. Come here, God. See what it's like to live as a human being. This year, we have glimpsed what it's like for many human beings to live on a daily basis. Uncontrolled disease, premature mortality, economic hardship. The benefits of the vaccination, which you will hopefully receive next year, should not dull your memory of what COVID has taught you. A gross inequality around the world and within this country. Into such a world, God comes close to us, born a child. God comes to visit, to touch our humanity. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead, see. We are living a socially distant life, separate, apart. But the message of Christmas is the very opposite. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Amen.